tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another after show here on AfterBuzzTV.com and YouTube. If you're an American Idol fan, this is the place to be, as the song you're listening to is from third place finisher Jax, and the song is Force Field. What's up, everybody? I am JC. I am your host tonight, and of course, I'm joined by my wonderful panel of hosts, starting with the lovely lady to my left.
Hey everyone, I'm Violet Kanyan. You could find me for the last time this season on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Why are you
Violet
leaving?
Violet Kanyan.
Are you leaving Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter?
Oh, this small... Shut up, JC.
Our feelings are really sore tonight. It's been a long night. We're across the table. Who do we have?
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Stephanie Georgie. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
And, of course, the man who just came from the show himself.
Hey, y'all. It's your boy, Stephanie Georgie.
I knew he was going to do that because he's a hater.
Jason
Haters
Eichler. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
And, of course, running the ones and twos, who do we have back there tonight?
Jonathan Moulton, you can find me at jmoulton87 if you'd like.
We would like. And of course, I forgot to mention where you can follow me, JC Rubio TV on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope. So, thoughts, guys. Immediate reaction to what we just saw. Jason, you saw it a couple hours ago.
Pissed.
I'm ecstatic.
One word. Ecstatic.
I am indifferent.
Different. Yeah, I'm different. I think Jack should have been in the finale. And I think we need somebody like Jax to win American Idol. And judging by the singles alone, I think Jax had the best.
I mean, wow, people are really, are the chat rolls lighting up. People are, you know, angry that Jax left. And it's just, we have a lot to get into tonight. And first off, tonight, how they started it, the elimination like that. You could hear a pin drop between Jax, Clark.
Yeah.
I actually liked that because I think it would have been even more unfair to make them all perform and then be like, hey, you just perform for nothing.
Right. Like they did last week.
Yeah. But I almost feel like part of the hype leading up to the Idol finale is like, the final two, who's it going to be? I wish they would have just eliminated two last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
A
lot of anxiety.
Now, Jason, you also have, we have some footage coming up on the show tonight, right?
Yeah, we can actually play it right now. This is Jax's kind of like goodbye press conference.
Very well. Jonathan, you got that ready? Give us 1 second. This portion of the show is
she actually had a really, really good attitude.
How are you doing?
Oh, here we go.
Kind of relieved, really enough. Obviously, it's a bummer because we're so close, but I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here, and I get to go on tour. I get to, oh my gosh, my single is released. It's so much. This show has changed my life forever, and I'm so blessed to be here.
Not a girl.
So she's going to be fine, and I would bet money that Scott Bruschetta will sign her.
Yeah.
I agree. Absolutely. He, in a sense, like you said it yourself, he wanted her to, I mean, he can't say he wanted her to win, but that's the artist that is like in his wheelhouse, wouldn't you say?
Well, Scott Borchetta made it very clear who he liked and favored in the show.
But honestly, actually have to back him a little bit for that because he knows what he's doing.
I mean,
that's
he
true.
Creates stars, and if you look at Jax, she has this star on the show, now has this huge social media following. So if you're a record executive, who would you go for?
Right, but you know what? Then have a confidence in your record and in your company and don't make things unfair for certain people.
As you can tell, it's really heated tonight. We finished watching the show maybe 10 minutes ago, so we're really passionate, and we're going to really let you guys know what we feel. So let's go off with our very first round, and this was the favorite song this season. They got to sing it once again, and we started with Clark Beckham, Georgia on My Mind.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
So he, the first time I saw him perform was back in December before they announced the top 24 and he sang this. And I remember leaving that day thinking, like, Clark and Jax are going to make it in the finale. Those are the two that stuck out to me. Yes. And so I thought it was just so cool to watch him now sing this. And he's come so far and grown so much, and he is just kind of reminds everybody, like, this is why I deserve to be in the finale.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
Watch what I can do.
I thought instantly, thank goodness, because to be perfectly honest, the last couple of weeks, and I know that I've said that I'm a sucker for Clark, but now that I have something good to say completely, I feel like he's been having a little bit of pitch issues with certain songs, and I was a little bit surprised that Earned It charted last week, because I feel like some of his notes were a little bit off. He still sounded great. He was sexy when he was on stage, which was awesome, but tonight, from beginning to end, it was impeccable. He did such a good job, and he feels, and I like that he said that that song was his jam, because you could tell he delivered it so well.
And I think it's almost better off when he chooses his own songs. Yeah. Anytime anybody else picks a song for him, they don't know him like he knows himself.
Right.
And I mean, I think some people are better when they're handed a song. Mm-hmm. But let Clark always pick his songs. He knows what he's doing.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, and Violet, I mean, thoughts. You're still beaming. You're just, I mean, what did you think of Clark's first song?
I thought it was really, really, really good. I feel like for the first time in his performances, he kind of took us on this journey through the song. Usually he just takes us there and we're there, like, immediately. So I was really, really enjoying this. And I also think, going back to Jax, I feel like both guys thought at least Jax was going to be in the final. So I'm sure that they came out ready to just mm-hmm. go full throttle
yeah.
on it.
Absolutely.
So they were both so, so good tonight. And wow, Clark is so good.
He is. He was amazing.
And almost to me, it really felt, and I think Harry mentioned it, it felt like a prize fight to me. Different styles, both fantastic at what they do, and ultimately now it's up to America.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to Nick Frediani's Bright Lights, round one, who I thought right off the bat he brought a fantastic energy.
I think so, too. It was a beautiful performance. And I was so happy to hear his vocals. Like, you know how in the beginning it was like, he's the cool guy, he's on the guitar, he's hot, good smile, pretty eyes. He had that part of the package. But I felt like sometimes his vocals
package.
Were...
Just had
I
to
felt
say
like
it.
Sometimes his vocals were lacking, but he sounded so great. And literally the first thing I thought was good for him. Good for him, because they brought it.
You know, and people that follow us, they kind of know where we're leaning, you know, throughout the season, who are we like and who we don't like. You know, not don't like, but I mean, just our preferences. But to just make it more important, I just got this from a fan, I believe Ryan said it too, that the difference between the two artists, he didn't say it throughout the show, but that's who we believe he's inferring. There's a 0.4% difference between the two, vote-wise.
I thought it was the bottom two.
Yeah,
he didn't mention that.
Yeah, he said to C, right?
No, there was a difference between two contestants by 0.4%. I thought that's what he said. He didn't really tip his hat.
I think it was implying, like, to see who's in the bottom, I would assume.
Mm. Why would he do that if he could do that with these bottom two? I mean, these top two, 0.4.
Mm.
And before actually I went on, I was doing a little research, and I saw all the boards, they're neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
They are neck and neck. So
I'm
basically,
sure
anything you say could have an impact, Jason. What did you think of Nick's performance?
You know what? I'm going to say this. I didn't start out the show a huge fan of Nick. Mm-hmm. And I think in the beginning of the show, I'm like, he has a lot to work on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Nick fan now. I'm going to download a song after the show. He has come so far. And I think his stage presence has gotten better. I think his voice has gotten stronger. And I think he's more comfortable. I don't know, he's used to the rock thing. In American Idol, you have to step up your pop game.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you watch him throughout the night tonight, he commanded the audience. And I, like, literally, I just wanted to cheer for him. Because he was so
cheer,
good.
Cheer, baby, cheer!
Cheer! Woo! You go, Nick!
And actually, one of our super fans did clear it up. It was the bottom two, Scotty B. Thank you.
I think what we've learned on this show is I'm never wrong.
Nah. Well, we'll find out at the very end. And, of course, fans, super fans, thank you so much. I mean, chat roll, you guys have been invaluable. We love you. And please chime in more. We'll sprinkle it out throughout the show. So, Violet, your boy.
Oh, my God. What's really funny is that I wrote nothing down for his performance because I was so into it. And it was just so good vocally. Everything was perfect. I felt like I was at a Nick concert, just like watching him. And I don't think I felt like that throughout the season. I was always like, yeah, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. He's so hot. But this time it was, this is Nick's concert.
So guys, who won round one?
Nick.
I'm going to say Clark.
I'm going to say Clark also.
Damn.
Nice. All right.
Jax.
Jax.
I know Jax, seriously.
I'd like to say one more time that I'm pissed Jax not in the finale.
I'm thinking it was a tie.
I mean, I could say, honestly...
No, I honestly, there was differences. Look, I even wrote it. There's a difference between the two, and this is why it was a tie. Clark had the voice for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nick had the presence.
Yes.
But I think Clark had really good presence
on
this song.
He had good presence. Nick had the performance because Clark was put, like... He was still.
No, but go back and watch it. You'll even see the audience was even louder for Nick. Maybe just because the song was a little more up-tempo.
I think the songs just have different vibes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So will that hinder or help one of the contestants?
I don't think it's... I mean, I get what you're... I don't think it's swayed either way. I think either of them could take it based on the first performance.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
If that was all we saw, it would be a tie.
Right.
But personally, I think Clark did a little better.
And fans are saying, see, Amaris Rodriguez says presence is more important.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that.
And on that, I want to say that I feel like Nick kind of proved throughout the season that experience is everything. He was the oldest one out of everybody. He's done gigs. He had a band. So I feel like he pretty much won the show.
See, actually, for me, though, I feel like it's like growth is everything. Because I didn't think Nick was that great at the beginning of the show, and now I think he's an amazingly great performer.
Right, so he was capable.
Yeah. Welcome to the Nick train.
Yeah, no, I'm on the Nick train. Choo-choo. Sorry,
no,
America.
But you know what, though? When we talk about learning, when they showed us the first clip of Clark, I feel like, Nick did a huge difference. The only thing is that Clark was just as good, but I feel like he's changed completely, too, as far as his presence goes on stage.
Yeah.
Because
true.
Even the way that he delivers his song, he knows that he's not like... Well, this is what I like. A lot of America, like, for instance, One Direction is so popular amongst the young crowd, right? But what does everyone also say? Oh, they're pop, they're young, they're this, they're that. That's the comparison that I have between Nick and Clark. Clark is for everybody, all ages. Nick is for about 35 and under.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
I think they're both, especially the two of them. I would say maybe that's true with Jax.
Yeah.
But I think Nick, I could see, like, people who like country music, older audiences getting into him, or young girls that are, like, screaming. I think he's very marketable.
And Nick even mentioned Goo Goo Dolls when he was talking about his last song. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he kind of has that going for him,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's just round one. Let's move on to Ding Ding Round Two. Open up with Clark and Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, my Lord. Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Chill. This is like a chill.
Steph, can I ask you this? Because I know I want you to open this, but I'm asking this
because I just want to be so honest. I know that everyone has made a joke about me and Clark and all this and everything. And honestly, I felt like it took me away from what I do on this show, and I just want to give my opinion, like my honest
She's
opinion.
Back.
I'm back, yeah. And don't get it twisted. So my thing is that, no, it was a beautiful performance. I was sitting there with chills all over my body, and it's like multiple ones. And that's what was... Sorry, I had a different comparison in my head.
But, yeah, there's no feelings there. Okay, so
but it was so good. I was like, holy crap. He really brought it in, like, with just the guitar and the delivery and his sound. That's the thing, though. That freaking boy's voice, his voice, though, unbelievable.
Did producers get to pick the order? Jason, do you know any info on that?
Of the...
Who goes first?
I know they used to do it by coin toss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case this time. I don't think the order necessarily mattered, but I do think that, I don't know, did Clark know that he was getting this song, and did Simon Fuller know that Clark was choosing Georgia? Because I think they were both amazing performances, and I think this one just showed off how good he is, but I think they were a little too similar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, almost, like, the same vibe. And I wish he would have done a super up-tempo song and had a lot more energy. Because the other one was so laid back and sultry. And I think that could have given him a one-up because I feel like Nick had a little bit more of a diverse song selection.
I think they were similar but still different. I felt like one was, like, soul and the other one was... Soul with a little bit of an up-tempo, and then the other one was just, like, blues and heartfelt and just something that you could genuinely connect to.
I agree, but I think maybe even if Hattie had a different single, mm-hmm. but I think all kind of felt like the same lane to me, and I wish he would have done something a little different.
Maybe if he had done Superstition, remember that performance, how good it was? Mm-hmm. And that was a nice up-tempo one where he would have... had the presence of the crowd, whatever.
Yeah.
And then had done you know, Sunshine, and that just would have.
But I wish actually Simon Fuller would have chose differently, because I think he needed to sing Georgia tonight, right. Just to remind everybody, like, no, I've been winning this thing all along.
No, but both songs were good. I can't even say that it was wrong, because I got so connected. Go ahead.
I think Ain't No Sunshine was perfection. It was like from top to bottom, it was so, so good. And I don't agree that he should have done an up-tempo, because I don't think that Clark's voice is great. It shows off like his amazingness in up-tempo songs, and maybe that's why he went with Georgia and then he did another slow one. I feel like Georgia maybe could have been changed. I would have been fine if that one was changed, but no way on the second song. Huh. That was so, so, so good. And he really needs to stick to this kind of music.
Mm-hmm. And to have missed that performance perfect. would have been
really sad for us.
Absolutely. It would have been devastating.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a different word, but I couldn't. Sorry. Just as sad.
But just, there was a stillness in his performance. Oh. And he was singing.
I just got goosebumps thinking about it.
He was singing you a story. Mm-hmm. He gave you a moment. Mm-hmm. And that's something, I thought that was almost going to be the knockout punch. I thought, like, no. I really did.
I thought so too. I was like, he won. That's right. It. Done.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes.
However, let's move on to Nick's song. Then Nick came. Hi. Judging the response, what did you think round two with Nick's, Nick's song?
Oh my God.
I want to give up.
This one I feel like was definitely a tie.
Sorry. It's late.
Oh my goodness gracious. Nick was unbelievable. Just him on the piano, the first time we've seen him on the piano, to take that kind of risk on the finale, that's insane. Like, he could have done that tomorrow and where it's not no votes, you know? So that one, amazing.
I love that he saves that till the end.
Me too.
Like, hey, just in case I make it, I'm just going to throw this at you. And I think Nick did a really good job tonight of showing exactly where he's going to land after the show. Mm-hmm. You know, he's covered artists that he's like, this is who you can compare me to. This is the type of music I'll be making. And if Nick's album dropped tomorrow, I know exactly how it would sound.
Yep.
And props to you, Nick, because I think that's so smart.
I think he stepped his game up. That was awesome. That was a great performance. It was a good performance.
Brilliant.
It was
a brilliant strategical move.
Absolutely.
But who won that round then?
I'm going to say Nick.
I'm going to say Clark, because I think the first one was a tie for me. Now that I'm thinking about it better.
Yeah, the vocals were flawless for me for Clark, so I'm definitely giving him that round to Clark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Violent. I might do a tie.
Oh.
I keep going back and forth, but it's a tie. It's for sure a tie.
Yeah. That second performance, like, Clark tripped us out.
We were like,
oh my God, are you serious? What's going on?
He's like, they're both out to win. Yeah, and they are. Amazing.
And I'm so proud of them. That's what's so great about them, and I'm so happy that this is the runner-up to the last series finale season, excuse me, and they good for them. What an awesome way to end this show. And I was just saying, I was telling Violet, I was like, I want to rewatch the entire season again.
Yeah, because now you have this, it's from a whole new perspective.
It
you
is.
Know the journey,
right.
I would, especially for Nick, I would love to go back and watch, because they always talk about growth, and I keep saying this, but he has literally grown so much. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting, because I feel like we're like on the journey with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's usually, you see like the 16-year-old kid grow, not the 29-year-old.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so now we've discussed the first two rounds at length, and they're very, very close, but could we say the difference was made in this final round?
Yes.
The song, the single, their first single. First off, we have Champion by Clark. And outside of, you know, I was looking for a moment like this. I was looking for Philip Phillips, Home.
Oh. Yeah.
I was looking for that. Did we get that tonight with the first song?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so upset with the choice for Clark. Champion.
It
could be like a good number, track 10 on an album.
Well, or I think even if like Jax would have sang it, but I think Clark needs a song to just let his voice just sit and wail in. And this song didn't do it. I kind of get the vibe of the song because
gospel.
I feel like he will have a very contemporary Christian fan base. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a song you would hear in church. So I get picking that song for him. But he is so much better than this song.
He is.
And I think it's almost a disservice to him because even Nick's song, I think, was a little bit cornball. But I think at least it has that, like, a moment like this cornball feel where you're like, you get goosebumps during it. Clark's song is like, no, we know he's better than this. And he should have been, they should have given him a song where he got to play the piano or done something.
And then got up and, like, did this whole, like, church, take us to church kind of thing. And
that's not just, that was the general consensus in the press room tonight, too. They even asked them about this. They said, Nick, you were kind of at an advantage because you had the better song.
What did he say?
And Clark gave a good answer. He said, we had these great, amazing writers, and lyrically he relates to the song.
That's because that's how good of a person Clark is. Ew, I feel like I'm going to get emotional about it.
So what were your thoughts, Steph, on the first, on Clark's song, Champion? Now I know you feel, I mean, because you've always been...
I know. Stephanie
is crying.
No, I'm not.
This is real.
This is live.
Let's take some time because also the fans are pretty split, and it's not necessarily. They said it's not a bad song. I'm getting a lot of people saying it's not a bad song. It's just not Clark's genre.
It's like Ryan said though. It's a track 10 on an album. It's not your first single.
That's why it's so heartbreaking because I'm not. That was weird. And honestly, I feel like even Harry said, he's like, I get that this is a type of song that you just need to be able to sing a couple more times to really get into it. Because Clark was such a good person, so grateful, and just didn't argue it because he's made an argument before. And I don't think that he liked his song either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he did.
Yeah,
If you did, that's awesome. I feel like you said, it did a disservice to him. But because... there's just more that you could have done. And honestly, that's why I don't care what anybody says. Scarpa should have pissed me the off. Because that, like, how ridiculous are you? Why, like, are you really that afraid and you really need to manipulate the entire situation?
I'd like to say something. I don't think he's manipulating anything. I get what he's doing because this song would... had it been, it's just not a good song. Mm-hmm. But the vibe of the song and the direction he's leading him in, I think would be good for Clark. Like, to reach that audience. He just needs a song that he can sing better. I don't think Scott Bruschetta is trying to manipulate anything. Because at the end of the day, America's going to decide he has to make an album with this person.
What bothered me is that on every one of his clothing, he says music is value. And you should understand that for anyone and never put anyone to a disadvantage knowing that. Because even in the clip, he says, why don't you go into that note? Because that really shows your note. First of all, none of those notes showed anything that Clark actually normally does and what he's been known to do. Where with Nick, the fist up in the air and everything else. I was like, are you kidding me, man? You didn't even smile during Clark's performance. That was ridiculous.
But also, it's a reality TV show, and they've shown a feud between them, so that makes sense that they would follow that out. And I do think that the song sounded better in a higher key. I don't think Scott Bruschetta is going to manipulate somebody that he potentially has to have on his roster.
A poor choice of words.
And make an album with.
A poor choice of words, but if you want to go ahead and grab a thesaurus and figure out what I was trying to say, I'm sure all of you know, I just didn't like that. It was a disservice. They could have chose something better.
But I think you're saying that Scott Bruschetta went into this with bad intentions, and I don't
think
he went
into it with
bad intentions.
Not bad intentions, but I think that, okay, he could have done intention, more. He had an agenda.
No, no, but here's
I don't think he had an agenda.
I think he did.
Okay, and as you can see, we're very passionate about this right now. I'm going to leave it at this. We've listened to these artists for months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've grown to know them. Now, of all the songs you've heard Clark sing all season, was that Clark?
Not at all.
I think it's who Scott thinks Clark is, because even think about when he gave him a U2 song?
Yeah.
A while back. I think he wants him to maybe this. And so I don't think it's him trying to say, I really want Clark to lose. That's the direction he would push him in.
Okay,
because
so
he's had a hard time choosing current songs on the show.
So then why not? Why not pair him with a writer like Bruno Mars, someone who's a doo-wop singer, someone who's soulful? Also, there are plenty of modern artists who can sing Uptown Funk. Does that not sound like something that Clark could sing? He could, because it's that type of voice and stuff.
But I don't think it was. I think that you're watching
your back right now because Scott or whoever watches the show is watching the show because
no, that's not true. I think that you are connected with emotions, and I'm looking at it from just a standpoint. Of why would Scott Bruschetta sabotage or have manipulation
with
somebody that's
going to
be on his label?
His judgment should have been better. What it was dumb was choosing.
But
that song
at the
for
same
Clark.
Time, Clark still could have taken the song and had a great performance with it.
He did. He did it. I know. Sorry.
We're watching. This is great TV right
Scott
now.
Scott Bruschetta is a genius. You know what I mean? Look at his roster of people. So he knows what he's doing, and he knows the songs he's choosing.
You're right, and everyone makes mistakes.
Has, Taylor Swift, he has Reba, he has Steven Tyler. He knows what he's doing. I think he would be stupid to be like, I'm going to give this guy a song that's going to make him fail.
I feel like what Stephanie might be trying to say, but it's covered with a bit of emotion, is that Scott could have done better and he could have actually listened to who Clark is and chosen a song for Clark. I feel like what Scott did personally is he chose a song Clark, he wants Clark to be, and that completely ruined the show and the competition for him. So
we're saying
Scott should have stuck to having value and
I think chosen a song. I think I'm genuinely really surprised because I wanted to be able to come on the show and be like, hell yeah, that last song, that was all Clark. But I can't. I cannot say that.
But I do think at the same time, just looking at the music industry in general, a lot of times your first album, you don't have a say in. Look at Christina Aguilera, her first album, she didn't have a single say in. But after that, then she got to go on and make the Stripped record. And I think that's part of being in the industry. You have to bend on your first album if you want to make it.
Compare that to a competition like American Idol where this song can make or break you.
Yeah. And because the potential was there. Like you said, you keep saying that Scott is this great genius person.
Guys.
He could have done better.
There's a lot of assumptions here. We're very passionate about it. Yeah. Nothing's been decided yet. Because we still have, to talk about...
I'm sorry.
Nick Frattiani's beautiful life.
That was so fun. I felt like I was at my first Real Housewife reunion.
That was awesome. That was interesting.
I felt like I was at Love and Hip Hop. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's on Mondays, isn't it? Okay, but let's finish up strong because did Nick Frattiani.
Yes.
Okay, Violet, you
should. That was awesome performance. That was amazing. And going completely opposite of what Scott did to Clark. He did the complete opposite for Nick.
Okay, but we also have to say, some people probably liked that song.
Nobody liked that song.
No, Violet, actually, they were
fans. No, they liked the song, but not for Clark.
Right.
That's what we're getting the consensus.
It was. But it was just weird because he didn't even use, like, the parts of his, range that we were used to.
Bluesy, gorgeous song.
I mean, I think he could have taken it and done a little more with it. Because even in his performance, did more with it.
Yes.
The only thing I didn't like about Nick's song is that they ripped off the Taylor Swift lyrics in the first verse.
Oh, did they?
He said, haters gonna hate.
They are. Haters are gonna hate. And Nick, you don't need none of that.
What's on me?
Yes, there's fighting, there's kissing, there's making up here. It's late night at AfterBuzz. But we've also got to talk about, with the song, there was an energy about Nick. Like, this was his.
Oh,
it was, you see it, that command.
We are the champions.
No, that was the first song, Champion. No, but I mean, and it sounded similar to when we played his band song a few weeks ago. They had that same kind of like what one of our former hosts used to say. He was in his lane. Mm-hmm. This song was perfect. It was, Harry said it.
And I don't know this because I haven't really looked.
Harry said it. That's the best part, by the way. Harry was on my side.
Do you think that, I haven't heard, has Clark put out music before the show?
I don't think so.
I did YouTube some of his things.
Were they originals?
I feel like maybe there was one original.
Because I also feel like that probably does help. And Jax had music out before the show, too. When they're writing songs.
For them,
they can say, this is what they've already seen themselves as an artist. Mm. And I think with Clark, his most successful songs on the show have been so old school that's hard to relate to top 40.
Mm. You guys, it's been so passionate tonight that actually we lost the chat roll.
Oh.
See, yes. I think Fox maybe say, hey, well, let's turn off their show. No, kidding, guys. No, but honestly, what else can be said about that
final
song?
I feel like Nick's song, he sang it, he performed it, like, that was... I felt like he was going to cry and there was confetti going to come down because it was, like, his winning moment. He turned that into his moment. And it was just so, so beautiful. And it makes me even more sad for Clark because of what happened.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I still want to say, though, the end of his
performance
was pretty great.
By the way,
that's true. But I think Clark still went out with a bang, but it was just difficult with that song.
Mm-hmm. But had Clark ended with Georgia, had Georgia been Clark's last song, then we would have said, like,
wow.
Oh, poor Nick. You know what I mean? So I think it just depends on the order.
Yeah.
Exactly. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're going to move on is to, because we still have our predictions.
Right.
Do we have some news and gossip?
We do have. We can show Clark and Nick at the press conference.
All right, Jonathan, if you could cue that up, that'd be great because we got to simmer down.
I know,
they got to go to opposite corners.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what she does. But we kind of just looked at each other like, all right, you know, we got to pick this up and rock and roll. Because, you know, we just wanted to put on a good show for everybody, and I think it went really well.
Yeah.
I forgot what a sleeping is all about.
Yeah, no kidding.
I just take naps.
Well, yeah, and we got to be real active on, I should say we get to be active on social media, you know, to talk to the people that are actually making our dreams come true, truly. But you're right. I mean, we're done singing for the show. Yeah. It's crazy. It's been 10 months, really, around 10 months that we've been singing on the show. Now it's practically over.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Jason.
That's crazy that it's been that long.
I know. Well, for them.
That's nuts.
And they're taking auditions tomorrow at the Dolby Theater.
That's crazy.
By the way, I'm going to audition. I'm just kidding. Yeah, right.
I'll be there for the second
Follow
time.
Follow me on Snapchat to hear my beautiful voice.
No. It's gorgeous.
It really is. Actually.
All right, so was that our news and gossip for pretty much for the night?
No, we have some more, but are we going to get into predictions first, or we want more?
Let's do news and gossip.
Let's do a little bit more. We're only at 30 minutes. Okay. Come on now. You have the finale.
Has one more season.
Yay! Yes.
Which I think is genius, because you already know that next season the ratings are going to be off the chain.
Okay, the only thing, I love our current panel of judges, but nothing would have made me happier than a Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Hudson, Adam Lambert panel for the final season. Am I right?
Adam Lambert, I got chills when you said that!
Oh my god.
But here's the thing, your wishes will come true, because it sounds like they're going to inflect a lot of people from the past.
Yeah, they have
It's going to be a celebration
of the
show.
Can we talk about the best night of Idol this season was Kelly Clarkson night? If you disagree...
First of all, Jason Clarkson is just awesome.
The best night was when Adam Lambert was there.
As you can tell, we're all super fans, so we all have our favorites. Yeah, so what else do we expect? But here's the thing, what we're not thinking about, look, you guys are celebrating. Jason's throwing notepads. I've lost all control, not really. What I'm going to say is... Are we sad that the show's coming to a close?
Yes, the show. We've been watching the show for 15 years of our lives.
That's more than half
like
of my
life.
Yeah, I was literally not born during the first. I was born when Kelly Clarkson won. That's when I came into my own as a person.
Oh shit!
Oh my gosh!
But you know what? This is cool. I've personally grown with the show, especially with AfterBuzz. So I don't know. It's
gotten,
nice.
Like very emotionally detached to some people on the show.
Okay, first of all, now that I was emotional in that last part, I want to go ahead and say my apologies, public apology to everybody for that.
Not to you.
But
what did I do?
I'm kidding. But no, this is going to be cool because American Idol, it's so funny how it really just disappeared for like the middle part of the seasons, you know, like from maybe what? 7 to 13? 6?
It's just time. It's matured as a series.
Yeah,
and
but it came back so different this year. It was what an awesome show. Mm-hmm. It felt like season 2 of American Idol right after Kelly Clarkson.
That's okay, true. Chat roll is back. Okay, yay. Fox put us back on. Yay.
Thanks, Fox.
kidding. But everyone's loving each and every one of you, how passionate you are.
Thank
about
you.
This,
so.
We wouldn't do the after show.
Oh, we do have a clip from J-Lo.
Play
oh,
it.
See, surprise.
So she's talking about the finale of Idol, or the last season, too. So watch this.
I love you, J-Lo.
How do you feel about the show ending? I'm
sad about the show ending, of course. Do I believe it's really ending? I have not come to terms with that yet. It might not. You never know.
I love her.
Because you never know with these things. So, but yeah, it's sad to hear that kind of news. I'm glad that we have another year, that we get to have a farewell season if that is the case, and it will be over next year, so.
I love her. You see, she's so going hard for this show also. That's because it's a shame after this season. It's like, wait, but you guys just got back on the game.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize when they, because I hate when everybody says, like, Idol's tanking. Idol has still been the number one show on Fox's time slot this whole season on Wednesday nights. And they're getting, like, what, 13 million views? They started out at 40, but 13 million views an episode, Idol is still going out on top.
Yeah. And people think it's like drowning and the voice is taking over.
And they're about neck and neck with ratings.
Right. But I think the biggest separation between the two is the 18 to 49 demographic. And that's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate.
Yeah, but I think we've learned throughout these shows that sometimes America doesn't know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. We definitely learned that.
Jason Eichler, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
Send the love.
Yeah. All right, guys. So now for our final episode, our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a wonderful season. I mean, since January. I mean, whenever season starts, I'm like, oh my gosh, another season. Because it is a lot of work that we take out of it. But we love the show. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to this, it's bittersweet because you don't want it to end.
Absolutely.
So with that said...
Can we do these like final? Let's just do a little final speech.
Yeah, please. I'd like to do that too.
Who would like to go first?
Go ahead, Jason. Okay. Star, baby.
Firstly, I'd like to say I loved the contestants this season. I think they were all the nicest. Like every single one of them was the nicest. This is the first finale in Idol history that I don't care who wins in a good way because I genuinely think they both deserve it.
Absolutely.
And they are both so insanely talented. Mm-hmm. So I'll be so happy if Clark wins. I'll be so happy if Nick wins. That being said, I think Nick's gonna win.
Okay.
All right.
I want to say I'm very happy that American Idol brought me, like, so passionate about the show. I'm a creative, passionate person, so it's nice to feel that way and have something to discuss. Also, I want to say that, Nick, you did so wonderful. You really did grow so much on the show, and you're fabulous. You're so attractive. You do have wonderful presence, and I know you're going to go completely far, but my American Idol is Clark Beckham.
Aww. Aww. That was really sweet.
All right, so Violet, where do you fall on
this? What a whore.
Oh my gosh, this year has been really amazing. I mean, I remember last year, we were like, oh, who's your favorite? Oh, I don't know, kind of have to pick one. And this year, it's just, everyone is so good. Even top five, we had no idea what was going to happen. We're like, oh, Rayvon can win, Clark can win, Nick can win, Jax can win. So I totally agree with you, Jason. I really don't care who wins.
Yeah.
It's like, they're so, so good, both of them in their own different ways. And both of them deserve to go very, very far. And I also want to say thank you to all the viewers who have stuck around with us, crazy people, and watched and sent your comments, suggestions, hate, love, all of it. We love you guys.
And I'm giving Steffi G Xanax after the show.
Very well said, but we didn't get a pick.
Oh, Nick.
Wow.
But both of them, I'll be happy.
Wait, P.S. I just told them. Let me just say it. I left my rosary on. My little cross for Clark Beckham. God bless.
So
crazy.
There you have it. It's like splitting hairs right now. We still don't know who's going to take it all. I mean, we have our favorites, and the chat roll split by the middle, and why are you pointing at
me? How about you?
We're running out of time.
No, Jason.
You have to pick.
You have to pick.
All right.
You have to pick.
I was going to have
Jonathan cue up like the song of America playing in the background. Because
oh, beautiful.
Can you just pick?
Space.
Yes. All right, this is the perfect scenario. We are more than a country. We are a world. And in this great world of American Idol, we have two sides. We have the boys.
Did you write this?
No, I'm a master.
Don't ruin the moment, Jason.
I'm a master at improv, sir. Yes, we have Nick, his journey, his growth. When you see Kelly Clarkson walk in, her growth.
I love it.
And became
her.
A superstar. Nick has that. Clark had a voice. Has a voice. A voice that you can't... honestly, come on. Philip Phillips, I picked him. Season 11 in February. I picked Clark in February. But...
that just gave me chills.
This show is perfect for America because it's handsome, talented...
both of them.
Individuals duking it out. And I've gone back and forth at the last minute. And I did that with Jessica Sanchez and Philip Phillips. And I switched my vote the last night. And I learned my lesson. So because of that, I'm riding my horse all the way to the end. Team Clark. It is deadlocked here, guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That beautiful, beautiful Southern boy.
Yeah. But next time, you should do your speech to a moment like this. It would have been a lot more powerful.
It would have.
Guys, Cheryl, America, iTunes, YouTube, where do you fall on this? We don't know. It's deadlocked. It almost feels like X Factor, where American gets to decide. That's a different show for a different time.
Doesn't America get to decide on American Idol, too?
No, but when it's a deadlock. Remember when it's deadlocked? Because we don't know. It's so close. 0.4% is separating them.
I thought it was just the bottom two.
The bottom two.
Wrong!
Sorry.
Again.
All right, guys. So this is it. So one last time. Violet, where can they find you?
I'm going to cry. You guys can find... I can't sing, so I'm not going to jump into that. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Violet Kanyon.
And across the table one last time.
We made up. We made up.
It's happening to me.
Some people wait a lifetime.
You guys, I love you so much. Thank you all for just sticking it with us. And shut up. Anyways, you know what? I had so much fun coming here every Wednesday, even though today is Tuesday. But I love you guys. We will see you next season for the finale.
And hold on, Jason. Now, a quick round of applause for Jason. I mean, all your interviews were stellar.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Especially that J-Lo one at the end.
Hell yeah.
Thank you
that
so
was great.
Much. Wow.
Jason, where can they find you?
Oh, funny you should ask. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Vine, and Snapchat at Jason Eichler, or you can find Steffi G and I on The Voice finale on Monday night.
And Steffi, where can they find you too? We forget to mention that.
No, that's okay. But yeah, love you guys. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgine, on Instagram at Stephanie Georgine, on Snapchat at Stephanie Georgine.
And Clark, Steffi's number is...
Jonathan, thank you for putting up with us. Where can we find you?
You can find me at JMolton87 on Twitter and nowhere else.
Nice.
Oh.
And instead of boring you with my details, I just want a quick shout out to Scotty B. Sports All Day, Rowan, Kyle Brody.
Is Scott Bruchetta on the travel?
He might be. Lynn Daniel, Amaris Rodriguez, Joseph Boza. The list goes on and on. The show could not be done without you, or else
Router,
we'd be just...
Router or something.
Router 13, one of my faves.
And I'd like to thank my biggest fans, Jennifer Lopez, Kelly Clarkson, and Taylor Swift for tuning in every week. It's been an honor. And Demi Lovato. Thanks, girl. Love you.
And make sure to follow them on all our shows. Catch me on The Bachelor next week and Dancing with the Stars. So, for one last time, Jonathan, Jason, Steph, Violet, I'm JC. We'll see you next season.
We
bye, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.